I forget what the motor package, but it had special, you know, it was like, God, 700 horse or something like that. They had all, it had every bell and whistle you could think of. I'm going, for a car, you can't even drive in the winter.
Yeah. Okay, I have 7 o'clock, so we'll please call the meeting to order and please rise and recite the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mize.
Here.
Ellinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Cyrillic's absent.
Okay, first thing is the bills and payroll.
We gotta do minutes.
Oh, minutes. Yeah, I guess so.
Motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of August 2nd, 2022 be approved as submitted.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Ellinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Motion carried. Now you can read the bills.
General Administration, $84,682.30. Police, $998.52. Fire, $4,774.07. Street, $2,117.12. Parks, $4,183.40. Public Health and Safety, $66. Liability Insurance, $81,464. Garbage, $52.05. Cemetery, $9,613.56. Water Operations, $45,166.06. Sewer Operations, $32. Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $488,416.39.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ellinger?
Yes.
Motion's carried. Okay, petitions and communications. Ms. Morris? Here. Okay, there you are.
So, Morris.
Kyle Morris.
So, last week I was here with a presentation about the 10-foot drop in our staircase. Mm-hmm. It's unsafe. And when I was done, I was told that it was getting filled in. And I was told by Danny and I was told by Roger. They both have been super helpful in this thing. I was told that he needed to take the staircase out and that they would fill it in with CA6 rock. Roger called Lloyd, said go ahead and fill it in. It's not getting filled in. We want to know what happened, why, and who was in charge of it. So we need some answers.
It's not being done for one reason, because that is not the city's responsibility. There is other places around the square that have come to the city wanting fixed. And it is under my understanding that the business owners are responsible for 6 feet out.
Not on our property line. Have you checked our property line on our building?
On the zoning map.
The square is not on that corner. It's the face of the building.
Well, any businesses, because I know the...
Actually, Kenny, that's not quite
that's
correct.
Not we've checked it's six it. We foot, don't come.
The businesses are responsible for the maintenance, which means
snow removal,
snow and ice removal, not construction type stuff. So this would be ours to repair.
Well, I've been told different. I mean, well, people approached us before about getting stuff done, and I was told there is no money. We don't have a program for this.
I talked to Steve Myers this afternoon, and this. You know, whatever. But anyway, we have a bid from Farnsworth Group for a topographic survey. That's the first thing that needs to be done. And it's within your purview to approve that. And then we can, once we get that back, then they can do the engineering documents to get all that work done. Once that's done, then we do the work.
But we have been...
My issue is with that, I understand you got to engineer a sidewalk. I mean, there's a lot goes into that. But filling the vault has been done for numerous businesses on that square and has never been engineered. I've already paid for the block work. It can be filled in. It has never been engineered for in front of Moots Phillips, Brady Realtors, numerous ones.
Those were a steam tunnel, and that was a long-term. That was a way that most of the businesses heated back in the day because we had a coal declassification plant. There was a tunnel that went back across to the school. There was all kinds of things. So it became an issue of public safety. It's the same, but now here's my problem. I'm going to be the first one to say, you bought a building that you have an egress to your basement that benefits only your business, and that's just like anyone else that's on that square that has an outdoor entrance to their building. That is their business. That was an egress to that business. It had nothing to do with the city of Clinton. That has nothing to do with anybody other than you and your business. We've had numerous people with the same thing. That is how they get in and out, but we don't go up and fill them in. We've had people that's got steps and stairs that have had to have, and I talked to Steve also, and there is a special use. We had to take and actually give permission to bring anything out on public sidewalk, and they all had to meet that requirement. They had to take and have egress to their buildings, so they had to take and have a special use. And the word right now is escaping me on what the...
But that's not what we're really talking about because they're wanting to close it off.
And I understand that. But why is the city responsible for a building and an outside entrance that was there when you bought the building, knowing that it was there, knowing what it was for? Where did that become the responsibility of the city?
It became a safety issue when the city got sued because somebody fell down that, right?
And they tripped on something that we're looking at right now as far, and no, that was put in, that little lip.
That was prior to that little hump there.
We're talking about Bill Hopper falling down the staircase and suing
that little hump.
When was that? Was that before the sidewalk was repaired and replaced?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know, and I
truly didn't know about that.
John, can you bring some light to this, what the city's, you know?
Well, I encourage you to look to provision 759 of the city code that kind of deals with encroachments, obstructions that are prohibited. And, this was likely built before the city code provision was passed, so it's likely grandfathered in. It just says, in essence, that you shall not build or maintain obstructing stairways or exits, and you could take in various interpretations of this city code because this was written back in 1968 and has been updated since then. So it's really kind of, I don't think the situation has presented itself before this body. So I think what you're kind of doing here will establish a precedent moving forward for the rest of these types of issues. At least that's under my brief research in regards to this particular matter. I wasn't approached by anybody. I think you guys went directly to Steve, and then I spoke briefly with Steve, and I did a little bit of groundwork, but that was today. So I don't have a whole lot to exactly pull from at this moment. So.
So when I first originally bought this building, I was planning on doing this. I was going to pay for everything. I got bids. I got it approved by the city to do this. It could be filled, concreted over, everything. I have all that. It turned into an issue once the hump became a problem. People started tripping over it. So when people started tripping over that, I talked to Kenny about it. There's no logical way to cut the hump out without getting into the staircase. You have to do it all at one time. There's no point in me pouring concrete there in that hump. Because when you cut that hump out, it's got to be reworked, the whole elevation there. that's when I decided, you know, there's no reason for me to pay all this money to do that.
But I told you also, when you go to do that, we would fix that problem same time, have that contractor take care of it, and we'd take care of that expense with that hump.
No, that's not what was said.
Yes, it was.
It all needed to be done at one time. And I
right, it all be done one time. And like I said, you would have it done, and we'd reimburse for, we would take care of the expense of that, taking care of that hump when you did the work. We'd have that same contract.
The blocking work, and the rest we agreed could be a city job because they have to redo all the concrete there.
Anyway. Never agreed to that.
That hump is right in front of that staircase.
I agreed to, when you filled that in and concreted it, that we would take care of the hump the same time, the city sidewalk, as when you did your work.
Said.
Yes, it was.
I would suggest that where we go from here is, Kenny, if you can go ahead and approve that topographical survey.
Well, before I do this, my question is, what about all these people we've told no before? What are we going to do? Are we going to go ahead and do theirs before we do anybody else's?
Is it just because he's a city employee? Because we've heard that 100 freaking times, too.
We've had a lot of other people come up and approach
wanting
to do it.
Nobody has. Oh, my God.
Let me finish what I was saying. Mm-hmm. Do that, and then we'll go ahead and once then that way the engineers can do their engineering on it. We'll find out what the whole deal is. Then we, in the interim, we need to have John and Steve work on the majority of the steam tunnels, and that's in TIF 4. And there's no reason that that can't be paid with the TIF 4 funds.
That goes back to, too, I was misled on that, too, because I was told that TIF money cannot be used to do sidewalks.
It can be.
It can be.
If you remember when we redid the whole square, that was paid for by TIF 2.
I wasn't, you know, involved with none of that stuff, so I didn't know, but this is what I was told. So.
Yeah. Just got to ask the right person. So, John, do you think you and Steve can get your heads together and figure out how to, and then Steve Lobb also, to do the majority or the find out what steam tunnels are still out there and what we're going to need to do to get them all fixed? Because this is going to be an ongoing problem.
Right. I can coordinate with the respective Steves and see what we need to do.
Sounds good.
If that is the will of the council.
I'll go ahead and approve this.
You can get the survey
approved,
and that's what we need to do to get the next step done.
So this topographical, they're going to get right on that probably. That's going to tell where the cuts and stuff need to be.
Yeah.
And then the engineering firm is going to come in, hopefully, and I've asked for it to be expedited.
Yeah.
Come in and get these drawn up ASAP. But I think what they're asking is, in the meantime, what can we do to make this area safe? I mean, we've got an open-ended staircase now that has no stairs in it.
Because we were told to take them out.
Right.
We barricade it?
I mean, we're talking a couple buckets of rock here.
We should.
Jeez. And that we were told we were going to get. That's nothing.
I would say at least barricade it.
It is barricaded.
It is bare. It has one small barricade in front of it and then a railing that...
I took that up there personally.
For
Maydays. Because people were going to fall.
And it's just that up there.
At the minimum, we need to put some bars or something across there.
But that's going to cost more than just filling some freaking rock.
Probably.
But there it goes back to liability. If we fill that in, what happens that something happens to that wall or something?
I can't answer that. I'm not an attorney.
It's illegal.
I paid for that work. I'd be responsible for that if that wall fails.
I'm not an architect.
I'm not either.
You know, so I can't speak.
And we put waterproof stuff on it.
Yeah, I don't know if what happens if you put a rock down there. What's going to happen to the wall? I'm not an architect or an engineer or anything else of that nature.
But the only block you put in is where the door was at. But I'm talking about the rest of that.
It's all
so that's not a question for me.
It's all solid concrete in there.
Well, there's a difference between a steam tunnel and an entrance and stairway to a business. That's not a steam tunnel. We're not talking about the same thing. The steam tunnels were up on the main square. These are just egresses to businesses and the owners that own those buildings And I'm sorry, but I still think it ought to be up to the business owner and the owner of the building. I'm not talking about anything. I've never heard one thing out of me about working for the city or whoever. You are a business owner. You bought a building to put a business with it, and that stairway was there when you bought it, and I still feel that that should be the people that owns the building's responsibility to fill it. Now, I'm not saying you have to concrete it, because until we get what we're going to do in the future,
come back out.
Yeah. We'd have to rip it out or do something totally different. But I still think it should be the owner of that building's responsibility to fill in their hazardous stairway. I still feel that. I'm not going to change my mind. If you walk down a half a block, you've got another stairway that doesn't even have a railing around it.
It's like this tall.
And
but foot.
And if I fall in that, I can break my neck. Same thing.
It's getting done.
Yeah,
I
talked to that man.
And he is going to work on it, right?
He's going to get it covered, yes.
Yeah. He is the owner. He's going to take care of it. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And
that's the way it ought to be.
Thing, that staircase isn't on that zoning map. That perimeter is only our building. It is not over. And why would you guys want a liability of somebody falling down there again? Why would you want another lawsuit?
Steve's looking for a way to make this not go through. That's what it is. I mean, you guys should be trying to help us out here.
That is.
We're putting stinking tons of money into this uptown. It's not just that building. I got other ones. And Steve's looking for any way possible to prolong this, not get it done. He's the only one throwing up a roadblock here.
He's told so many people it's because he's a city employee.
It's
got to
be done right, though, when you do it. You do it one time, you do it right.
Yeah, so we just want some rock to fill it in for safety. Because not one of you would want your kids anywhere near it. It's completely unsafe. And safety should top whatever this is. It's bad. It's just a 10-foot drop with nothing blocking it. And a hump that is so dangerous.
Get some barricades up there. My word, we got tons of barricades in the city.
It just...
Yeah, it's fine. We'll take care of it. You can get nothing done here.
Get the engineering done. Get
it. Got barricades sitting up there for a year almost. How long are we going to look at them? I've finished everything almost on that building, and I got to look at this all day. It's unbelievable. Like I said, I was going to pay for this. I have the bids. I have everything. But when it got drawn into the city on helping out because they had to re-elevate, that's when things changed. It became a safety issue. You guys have blocked up and filled in other holes because they were safety issues. I've already paid for the block here. It should be the same instance. I just don't understand it.
Would we have a problem if they got the rock and put it in?
I do not.
You can't have a problem. That I've already got approved from city administrator at the time.
That's all I've been saying all along. I'm not saying that it's not everything he's saying, but we have been asked by other people that have the same. The hotel got that whole full length down the east side. They've asked us to do that, and that has been refused because of other reasoning. The one on their north side is still there with a piece of plywood. We've got probably five more around the square that once we start, where do we stop? Okay, a business owner is responsible for certain things. Did we not turn down a gentleman that wanted to have a roof put on? We can't use TIF money to put a roof on your building when you own that building and that is your responsibility. We've never paid for that. We have the facade grant to help improve the fronts
city
of all the businesses.
Pay for the roof for Spurgeon's?
That was we owned the building. At one time, we owned a building, and to take and keep it to where we could get it to sellable equipment, we had to put the roof on it so we could sell it. And did we not sell that building? It belongs to someone else, and we sold it. Same as any other real estate that we've ever had. I've been hearing that for years, too, that we're not in the real estate business. There again, we got that on, and then we sold the building. And we've got people that have been working on it. So that doesn't hold water either. We have to take care and maintain what we have, the same as any other. If my house, I can't have you come down and fill in my basement door. Why would I be any different than any other person that owns property to fill in their basement door? And that's exactly where I'm at. I'm not trying to be mean and rotten, but you are going to fill it, And as long as it's filled, then if we do that project in the future, we'll go ahead and do all the concrete and go all the way down. But there's a lot of things there that we're not even taking consider. All drains have to be underneath the concrete to be able to go out to the storm drains. There's a couple of them that's not. You've got issues with the way that they're set up there now, so that has to be changed. But at the same time, we have refused at least three different individuals as stonemasons of almost the same thing. The encroachment part, they want us to help them with it. We have refused it. How can we take and put another one ahead of them and go ahead and do it when we've already refused other people for almost the same thing? If they want to fix it, they fix it, you know. The same as the eye doctor, when he put the ramps and stuff in, we did not pay for that. He came in, he got it fixed. He paid for doing that. He had to get a special use to encroach onto the city side to do that. He did that. How would that be fair to him when we're doing something now in the same mode for someone else? And I'm not picking on you. I got enough other safety thing. The hotel can say the same thing.
Okay, well, that's...
Do what?
Don't we want to draw businesses in town?
We try awfully hard.
Don't we want to keep them? So why don't we help the store owners? Wouldn't that be a new thing to do?
Well, we've got our plan of action, so we'll follow that. And let's see, the next item of business is Seth Reddington.
I'll keep it short and sweet. I've been coming up here since November. I've asked lots and lots of questions. Every time I come in here, I say the same thing. I've asked questions and I want answers. Everybody's changing. Had a city administrator, he resigned. Had a city attorney. Well, I got all kinds of smoke show and paperwork for that. Well, he's on his way out. We got a new one. There's policies, procedures, ordinances, and laws set in place in this city and the state for a reason. This all started out with a city building. It was a fire training facility by my house. City owned. It was disassembled, moved on that property. Still city property. I don't care where the funding comes from. It wasn't paid prevailing wage and it didn't go right. Well, there's all kinds of loopholes and this, that, and the other, and that's fine. I've been very patient. Sit back and wait. If there's one thing, there's more. So you just FOIA request some records, things that are pretty easy to prove, and ask questions about them. Nobody's answered. I've got some, you know, responses. 2 weeks ago, I came in here. Some questions. I didn't get an answer about a grandfather clause. This is on a different subject. But yet you stated just to the last people, well, it's probably grandfathered in. So the other thing is, what about that industrial piece of property that runs right along ours? Now you guys have had 2 weeks, all of you. When the citizen comes in here and asks questions, I would think that you'd take it serious and look into it. What's a green belt? What's he talking about? What's industrial property? What's residential? What's those ordinances? Those ordinances go back 1968, long before you guys were here. But in that process, those ordinances are to be looked at and followed for a reason. So, my question to you guys tonight is, do you guys have any, from November to now, you know, like the conflict of interest? One of them's just Commissioner Ballinger, you dress like an officer of the fire department. If you look at the city ordinance, it states, fire chief, assistant, all your officers. Doesn't say anything about a commissioner. but yet all the paperwork labels you as commissioner. You're wearing an officer's uniform, which there is no officer in that department. I've never got an answer. Are you actually a fireman? Did you go through the probationary period? That is easy information to get, because that department has sanctioned meetings. They vote on all this. They talk about it. It's in the minutes of the meetings. Just like up here, there's minutes of the meetings. If the city clerk does not write them out, there's an audio recording of them. So you can hear every little bit. This city has a huge problem. Those individuals that came in here tonight, are you kidding me? That sidewalk, just generally, that sidewalk is city property. Look at the plat. It'll show you where that building is. Regardless of what's there, it's still city property. Now, the other question is, talk about safety. Who's in charge in the city of Illinois to address safety issues? Who do you go to? Is there a toe kick on that? At that entrance, since there's no stairway there, is there any supports up there? You know, there's ratings for those. It's pretty simple. You can look in any book for any construction. OSHA is a good example to look at. That's there for workers. If it's good enough for workers, maybe it's good enough for the general public. But if you've got caution tape up there, a little kid, somebody blind, walks right through it. What's a piece of plastic do? Not very much. Nobody wants to address anything. It's always, don't answer, don't do this, it'll go away. City's got a lot of issues, and it's not going to go away. I'm dealing with one right now. Since I come up and ask all these questions, then I'm fine with it. Doesn't bother me a bit. I've talked to Kenny Buchanan. I bought two properties. It was my grandparents. Been in the family 80, 90 years. There's always been a street. You can go right in there and look. On the plat, that's still a street. I've mowed it for my grandfather. Now, I've bought the property. I've mowed it. I would like access to the back. Tired of mowing the grass. I've never once asked for gas. A lawnmower, sharpen my blades. Time for me doing it. I just mowed it. And then I say, hey, what are we going to do here? The city's neglected this for 20 years. Nobody's lived in that house. 1999, after my grandfather died. City did absolutely nothing with it. We mowed it. Kenny, a week and a half ago, I sent you a text message asking you, have you heard anything about it? Ghosted. That means I never got a response.
I told you what we was doing with it. It hasn't been finalized yet.
Well, I've heard a lot of things that haven't come out, you know. So
that's all I can tell you.
So with me sitting here, what do I need to do to get answers to all the questions that I have? If I go to any other city council meeting and ask questions about a city worker, city commissioner, I get an answer. I can't get it here. What's the issue? Do I need to formally put it in writing and issue it to the city? Maybe what I need to do is provide the new city attorney with the book. Better yet, ask the city clerk. It's 45 or 50 pages. County documents, city documents. Read it. It's pretty self-explanatory. If you have any questions, I'll be free to answer them. And give you a list. Each one of you commissioners, a list of every question I have. Because all these questions aren't hard. All you have to do is look at minutes of the meetings, for this answer. It's simple. Or is it really? One last question before I go. Commissioner Ballinger, I've read all these city ordinances, spent hours and hours and hours educating myself, which each one of you guys should do. But not one line item or one ordinance in the city ordinances say that you or your departments are exempt. A little homework for next time. Could you please provide that information for me? I will be back in 2 weeks.
What did you say that? I couldn't understand you.
Commissioner Ballinger stated that his departments were exempt from any city ordinances. And I asked that in the next 2 weeks. That's what you stated.
You're wrong. I will point out when you are wrong. You are wrong. I never said that.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Cheryl, I'll get with you, and we'll go through the audio recordings that says, because what I was talking about was burning next door, and you said that the fire department is exempt. Cheryl, I'll get with you and have you print it off. I'm sure the city's modern enough that they can put the audio and put out a printing of that conversation. But I would like for any of you commissioners or attorney to provide that information to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I don't have a report from the Department of Public Affairs, report from the Department of Streets and Public Improvements.
I don't have anything.
Report from the Department of Public Property.
Well, in the bills this month, the panel that we've been waiting on and the parts for the line silo to get replaced, it finally got here, and they've been working and getting that all set up and getting that all ready to go. So that was a good thing. It's just electronics have been a pain to try to get, and they finally got it here, and it was in the bills this time. So thank you. I'm sorry it took so long, but at least now we're moving forward and got that one put together. Boyd and them have been doing normal work. They've still been going out and helping with all the other things, and knock on wood, we've been lucky we haven't had any leaks for a little bit. They finally went through a string of those, and seemed like every time I turned around there was something leaking and going wrong, but that is doing better. And I want to remind people about the event on the square on Sunday, where we're going to get to meet Mr. Fell and Mr. Lincoln and go down to the homestead. I think it's going to be good. The only drawback to that is I have to speak for about 10 minutes. So,
just 10 minutes.
10 minutes. They gave me 10 minutes because they knew how I am. So,
I'm sure it's not longer.
Yeah. But anyway, I think it's going to be a really neat presentation. It's just a way for the city to get out and support, you know, the thing. And the person that's doing Lincoln is just fantastic. He really does a super job. I don't know the other two fellas, but the Lincoln person is just awesome. He really gets into character, and when he talks to you, it's like you're back in the 1800s. And he really has a wealth of information, and it's really interesting to hear him. So I hope people come out and support it. I hope they really come out and enjoy the afternoon. I think it's going to be really well put together, and the people that have done it, you got to give them credit. They really worked hard at trying to set this up and get this done. So I really hope people support it and come out for it. So that's all I have.
Okay, Department of Public Health and Safety.
I've only got one thing. Hey, Dave, do you have any update on the new fire truck?
They contacted me and said that the place that makes the cab is running behind, and they're not getting the cab in until September. So it put the delivery of the truck back to January.
Okay. All right. Other than that, that's all I've got.
Okay. Report from the Department of Finance. In the bills this time, we had a liability insurance payment, and then, you know, we're normally on the min-max payment with Municipal League, and we pay that in November or December. But we had a payment to pay this time, and that's because we had some extra charges that we had to make up. And then in the general administration, a little higher bills this time because we bought a piece of property that you all approved at the last meeting. And that's all I have. Now, unfinished business. We have a couple of police cars to purchase.
Motion to approve the purchase of two 2022-2023 Ford Police Interceptor Utility Vehicles for the Police Department from Morrow Brothers Ford in the amount not to exceed $95,000.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Any questions?
Just to let you know that's who holds the contract this
state
year.
State bid?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, any other discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Now we bought two police cars. We're going to get rid of a couple. So we have an ordinance for the sale of two police cars.
Yeah. Motion to adopt ordinance number 1555, ordinance authorizing the sale of excess personal property to 2016 Ford Police Interceptor Utility Vehicles.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Motion's carried. New business. Let's see.
It's for South Madison and West
Washington. Oh, the engineering for... Yeah. We're going to place an engineering estimate on file.
No, we need to vote on it.
Okay. Well, I guess we're not going to place it on file. We're going to vote on it. And so would you read the motion, please?
Motion to approve resolution 2022-9, resolution for improvement under the Illinois Highway Code for South Madison Street and West Washington Street. In the amount of $78,088.04.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Motion's carried. Now we'll place on file our annual exemptions to the solicitors and et cetera, ordinance for the Apple and Pork Festival. So show that placed on file. No other business on the agenda. So entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
There we go.